John wanted to hold back. He knew that it was going to be well out of the strike zone, but he had already committed himself. One and two. Steffen led off the inning with a walk. He's still there with two outs. Williams on the bag with him, leaving a big hole on the right side. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's just outside with the curveball. Two and two. This crowd is just waiting to explode, waiting for something to happen. Everybody sitting on the edge of their seats here in this one. Each team has had some opportunities. Nobody has capitalized yet. A 2-2 count. There goes the runner. The pitch is low. The throw, the slide, and he is out. So Steffen is caught stealing to end the fifth inning. For Salt Lake in the fifth, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We played five at Dirks. The Trappers nothing, and the Dodgers nothing.
For all too long, Dan Eastman's been suffering from an image problem.
Folks ask me how I first met my close personal friend, Dan Eastman. Well, one day I saw an empty limousine pull up and Dan got out. Okay, so he's no rocket scientist. He's not a bright guy, but he does know how to give good deals.
A nice guy, yes. Everybody's close personal friend, sure. But not somebody who can really play hardball. Until now. Because now, during Dan Eastman's We're Playing Hardball sale, you can get special end-of-the-year prices on the incredible Jeep Cherokee Laredo. Now $17,995. $17,995 for a loaded 1991 Cherokee Laredo. That's almost $4,000 off the manufacturer's original sticker. You can also save on the quick and nimble three-door Eagle Summit, starting at $6,995 less rebate. So come in and play ball at Dan Eastman Jeep Eagle Suzuki in Bountiful.
One of the great vacation spots in this particular area.
And for helping to repair Utah roads last summer, we'd like to thank Joe and Ida Johnson of Northridge, California. And for their generous help in developing our ski resorts, our heartfelt thanks to the Anthems and Anthems from Phoenix, Arizona. For contributing to the general well-being of our economy, let's...
Utah tourists contribute $2.3 billion a year to our economy. Then they go home. We'd like to thank them for doing both.
A message from the Utah Travel Council.
Dodgers coming to bat in the sixth inning. Frank Smith to lead off. Jim Guidi, the relief man, out there. And Guidi's first one is a strike. Smith, Williams, and Huckabee, the 4-5 and 6 hitters for Great Falls. No score in the ballgame as Guidi works from the windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider to the outside. Strike two. Smith has struck out twice tonight. He struck out swinging in the first and looking in the third. No runs, six hits for Great Falls. No runs, four hits for Salt Lake. Guidi ready to go. The 0-2 pitch to Frank Smith. And it's outside. Tried to get him to go fishing on it, but he wouldn't take the bait. One ball, two strikes. Saturday night in Great Falls, the Dodgers beat the Trappers 5-1. Trappers won last night 3-2, and it's 0-0 in the sixth here in the final game of the season. There's the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball, shallow right. Ortega, the second baseman, back. Castillo in. It's Benny to make the catch. Eddie called for it, but then Benny came in and said that it's my ball, and it is the outfielder's play on that one. So one up and one away. Dodgers have not gone down in order in this game, even though three men batted in the fifth. They had a hit batter, but then the caught stealing made it just three men to bat in the inning. So far, they have not gone down a 1-2-3. Here's Leroy Williams. He's 0-2, and he has been up in a couple of crucial situations and hasn't been able to get a hit. Pitch to him is a strike. In the first inning, runners at first and third, two outs, get a sharply hit grounder to the shortstop, Steffen, who was able to get a force out at second. Guidi's 0-1 is outside, 1-1. In the third inning, runners at first and second, one out, hit a lazy liner to the second baseman, Ortega, who got a double play out of it by getting Juan Castro, who had ventured too far off the bag at second. Curve just missing inside. Count runs 2-1. One out, bases empty, inning number six. Kurt Wilson with you on KALL. Call 910. Here's the 2-1 offering. Foul ball up into the stands, 2-2. Ken Huckabee, the on-deck man. Both bullpens are empty at the moment, but I'm sure we'll be getting some activity as this game gets down into the final couple of frames. A 2-2 count on Leroy Williams, the first baseman, right-handed hitter. Pitch is swung on, fouled away, had a good cut at it. But the count remains 2-2. Haven't heard the official attendance yet tonight. Pretty decent crowd, though. Good to see the fans out to root the Trappers on, and they have watched as good a ball game as you're going to want to see. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Guidi's pitch. Checked his swing on one outside, and it'll go 3-2. No appeal at all. Thought they might try to appeal down to Chris Moody. Now it's a full count. The right-hander Guidi hits the payoff pitch. Curveball fouled away. Williams and Guidi battling here in the sixth. Balls being brought out to the plate umpire Inman. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes Guidi's windup and the pitch. Foul ball, so the battle will continue. Trappers Baseball has been brought to you by, all summer long, Pro Satellite. Only $39 down and $39 a month will get you your own satellite dish from the pros at Pro Satellite. Check swing, foul ball, pass first. Three and two to Leroy Williams. One man out, sixth inning. Scoreless ball game. Each team has had chances. Trappers had a man thrown out at the plate. Guidi ready to go. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Another foul ball out of play. Bill Murray, former Saturday Night Live actor and movie star extraordinaire, up in the press box now, trying to get the crowd into the ballgame. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and there's a looping foul ball, again down that right side. No runs, six hits, and no errors for the Great Falls Dodgers. No runs, four hits, and no errors for the Salt Lake Trappers. One man out, bases empty in inning number six. Guidi and Williams in a great battle here. Guidi getting the sign. Here comes another payoff pitch. Checked his swing, and he took it just outside. Oh, that was a close one. Didn't miss by much, and the Dodgers get a one-out base runner. A one-on with a one-out. Ken Huckabee will step in. Huckabee with a single and a grounder to second tonight. One out of two. The Trappers infield will look double play. Williams aboard, one out. Estevez holding on the bag. Huckabee taking his time, getting back in. No score in the game. Sixth inning. Huckabee, the right-handed hitting catcher. He's one out of eight in the series. Guidi from the stretch. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. During the regular season, these teams played seven games against each other. The Trappers won five and lost two, including the last five in a row, which were won by Salt Lake. But the Dodgers won on Saturday. The Trappers back last night with the one-run win. And they're deciding the championship here tonight. No score in the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch. High fly ball to straightaway center. Easy play for Hertenstunner. He's got it, and there are two down. Williams trotting back to the bag at first, and it'll be Henry Blanco. Blanco with a fly to center and a strikeout tonight. Nothing out of two. Blanco out of Guarnes, Venezuela. Two out of seven in the series, but one of those two hits was a home run. That was in Great Falls on Saturday night. Jim Guidy in relief of Dave Marcon, working in the sixth inning with a runner aboard, two outs. Guidy with the set and the pitch, and it's just outside with a slider, ball one. Outfield straight away, infield in normal position with two outs. The set by the right-hander. And the 1-0 pitch, changeup, bounce foul past third. One ball, one strike. Blanco came up with a runner at first in the second when he flied to center. And then with a one out in the fourth, he struck out. Glenn Hoffman, the Dodgers manager, coaching at third, trying to get Blanco to get aboard to keep the inning going. One ball and a one strike. The set, the check at first, and the pitch. And there's a little looping liner past Ortega into right center. Holding at second is Williams. So Blanco with a single. Two aboard, two out for Randall Graves. And we might get a pinch hitter here. Graves one out of two on the night, but we're going to get somebody from the dugout to come out and pinch hit for him. It'll be J. Kirkpatrick, a left-handed hitter, out to bat for Graves in the DH spot. Kirk got in the ballgame last night in the ninth inning, and John Gilligan struck him out for the final out of the game. And here comes Mark Brewer, the pitching coach of Salt Lake, to talk with Jim Guidy. So the wheels are turning again. Glenn Hoffman goes to the pinch hitter, the left-handed hitter. Guidy, the right-hander, is out there. Trappers have the right-hander Willie Ambos warming up in the bullpen. So the big guy, the bull, starting to heat it up. Brewer's conversation will end. Kirkpatrick stands 6'4", weighs 210 pounds out of Tallahassee, Florida. During the regular season, he had a batting average of .321. Two home runs, 26 runs batted in. Two aboard, two out, sixth inning, and a scoreless tie. Big left-handed hitting J. Kirkpatrick. Jim Guidy working from the set. Williams at second, Blanco at first, and time called at the plate. A lot of tension out there. Runners get their leads. Estevez behind the runner at first. The first pitch to Kirkpatrick is a changeup that floats outside, ball one. Williams walked, Blanco singled. Runners are out there with two outs. Guidy from the stretch. He's checking second, now he delivers 1-0. Swing and a miss. Tried to hold back on it on a pitch which was down and in, but he couldn't. He pulled the trigger on it, and the count is even 1-1. No runs, seven hits for Great Falls. No runs, four hits for Salt Lake. Guidy again checking the runner. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at that one and just about wound himself around that home plate. One ball, two strikes. Continued activity in the Trappers bullpen. Ambos is still down there. Now a left-hander starting to warm up. Two aboard, two out, sixth inning. One ball, two strikes to Kirkpatrick. Here's the set, and Guidy steps off. So he'll rework the signs with David Rolls. Bending over at the waist, his glove on his front knee, looking in. Rolls will flash the signs. He's got the one he likes. Here's a 1-2. Foul ball, back over the press box. So Kirkpatrick still alive. Dodgers have had at least one base runner in every single inning tonight. But they have not come up with a run. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Kirkpatrick, the pinch hitter, strikes out. For the Dodgers in the sixth, no runs, one hit, two left. The Trappers will come to bat in the sixth. No score.
The Barbara session is almost over. Now tell me, what's really bothering you?
Nothing.
Barbara.
Oh, I can't think of anything, really. I'm in great shape. I exercise. I eat right.
Barbara, you can tell me.
Okay, I hate my gray hair. Maybe I'm crazy.
Oh, you're not crazy. How many women your age want gray hair?
Who has all that time you need to color it? I'm a busy lady.
I'm a busy lady, too. You want some advice, Barbara?
Advice? I thought you only listened.
Ugh, look, go out and get yourself New Age Instant Hair Color by Rue Fanciful. You find it in any drugstore, grocery store.
What did you call it? New Age?
Right, New Age. It covers your gray, gives you beautiful hair color, and best of all, it only takes a minute.
You're kidding. It'll only take a minute to cover my gray?
Well, if I can do it, you can do it.
You mean you've got gray hair?
Okay, time's up.
Oh, no.
It's the fourth Great Salt Lake City Treasure Hunt, Saturday, September 7th. Teams will scour the city to unravel a shopping bag full of clues while completing a timed road rally. Sound wild and crazy? You bet it is. For your first clue, call 321-1775. The Great Salt Lake City Treasure Hunt supports medical education and research. Sponsored by the LDS Hospital, Deseret Foundation, Delta Airlines, the Red Lion, Cellular One, and call 910.
Trappers batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Theron Todd to start it off. He was batting when Todd Steffen was caught stealing to end the fifth. No score in the ball game. Todd, Rolls, and Estevez for Salt Lake. Pitch from Walkden, a breaking ball that's outside, ball one. Bill Murray walking around the stands here at Dirks Field, trying to pump the Trappers up. Mike Walkden out there on the hill. And the fastball, big cut and a miss, 1-1. Dodgers about hit the Trappers, 7-4. But Goose Egg's on the scoreboard side, 0-0, bottom of the sixth. Walkden with the curveball, check swing, but a called strike, 1-2. You're listening to the Pioneer League Championship Series on KALL. Call 910 in Salt Lake City. Kurt Wilson with you, and it has been a fantastic game tonight. One ball, two strikes, and a fastball just outside, 2-2. Trappers had them loaded in the fourth with one out. Eddie Ortega lifted a fly ball to medium depth left field, and Patrick Reed gunned down a runner at the plate for a double play. 2-2, and the pitch is over but low, 3-2. A full count on the leadoff man. Trappers have had the leadoff man aboard in the last two innings. Walkden, the left-hander. Dodgers have a man warming up in the pen, and the payoff pitch, curveball, fouled back. Theron stays alive. Todd doubled in the first and lined out in the third, a 1-2. Trappers have stranded five men tonight through five innings. The Dodgers have left eight on the bases. Here's the payoff. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the mitt of the catcher. Just barely staying alive in there. David Rolls on deck. The championship series is tied at a game apiece. Winner tonight will be the champion. 3-2 pitch. Just outside. Oh, what a close pitch. Theron Todd is aboard, and he has good speed. A leadoff walk brings David Rolls to the plate. Theron Todd in stolen bases, 14 out of 17. He was third on the team in steals. Rolls tonight has struck out and singled, and he was the guy who was gunned down at home plate trying to score in that fourth inning. Blanco moving in at third. They are expecting bunts. Rolls the cleanup hitter. Middle of the infield, double play depth. Williams at first on the bag with the runner. Walkden's pitch swung on. There's a long drive to deep center. Landrum will have the room near the warning track. He makes the catch, and back to first goes Theron. If he would have pulled that one, it would have been out of here. But he hit it in no man's land out there in center field where it's 405 feet to straightaway. And Landrum was one step in front of the warning track. Rolls laced it, but it's just a long out. Here's Carlos Estevez. He has struck out and he's walked. One on, one out, sixth inning. No score in the ballgame. Walked in the second Dodger pitcher of the night. Rick Gorecki got the stunt. There goes the runner. The pitch is taken, the throw, the slide, and he is out. Deron Todd caught stealing. So Huckabee nails Deron Todd, and that's out number two. So now Estevez will bat with two outs and the bases empty. No runs, seven hits for the Dodgers. No runs, four hits for Salt Lake. Two outs in the sixth inning. And walked in with the motion in the pitch. He'll take it inside, and it's ball two. Trappers have had two men cut down trying to steal tonight. The Dodgers have had one man caught stealing. Bottom of inning number six. And a 2-0 pitch to Estevez. And it's way high, ball three. Steve Cunha is the on-deck man. Rick Gorecki, the starter, worked three and a third. No runs on four hits. He struck out six and walked two. Here's ball four. For the second time tonight, Estevez draws the walk, a two-out walk, brings in Steve Cunha. Cunha, 0 for 2, he's grounded to second, and he has struck out. Here comes Glenn Hoffman, the manager, and that usually means pitching change. He might want to play the percentages here, with the right-hander ready in the bullpen. Walked in the left-hander, might be removed from the game. The Dodgers threw a half dozen pitchers, and now they will go to number three. The move has been made. A walked in out, and a right-hander coming in. So we'll have another pitching change here in the sixth inning, and we'll take another break. More baseball action from Dirks Field coming up right after this on Call 910.
The bases are loaded. Here's the pitch. It's a grand slam sale at Pro Satellite. That's right, Pro Satellite and General Instrument have teamed up to bring you Grand Slam savings on all General Instrument satellite systems, like the General Instrument 2400R with a free video PAL and a baseball subscription package for only $39 down and $39 per month. No matter who your favorite team is, you'll catch every fastball, home run, and double play. You've never seen baseball until you've seen it on satellite TV. More games than you could ever imagine. So stop into Pro Satellite at 755 East, 3300 South, or call 485-0300 for a free professional site survey. One more time, that's a complete satellite system from General Instrument, a free video PAL so you can get all the pay-per-view events on satellites, and a baseball subscription package, all for only $39 down and $39 a month. Call the pros today at Pro Satellite, 485-0300.
It's the fourth Great Salt Lake City Treasure Hunt, Saturday, September 7th. Teams will scour the city to unravel a shopping bag full of clues while completing a timed road rally. Sound wild and crazy? You bet it is. For your first clue, call 321-1775. The Great Salt Lake City Treasure Hunt supports medical education and research. Sponsored by the LDS Hospital, Deseret Foundation, Delta Airlines, the Red Lion, Cellular One, and Call 910.
The new Dodger pitcher is right-hander Chris Sinicori. Sinicori out of Wonton, New York, stands 6'4", weighs 205. He's 20 years old, and his record 6-1 with 7 saves, and a sparkling earned run average of 1.57. Sinicori working in his 26th game all in relief, and he worked on Saturday night in Great Falls. He worked two innings, did not allow a hit, a run, and he struck out three. Chris Sinicori, the third pitcher of the night for the Dodgers, and Steve Cunha steps up to the plate. Sinicori kneeling down in prayer behind the pitcher's mound before he gets up and starts his action. Cunha 0 for 2, runner at first, two outs. Estevez doesn't have great speed over there. Don't expect him to be running. Trappers nothing, Dodgers nothing. Bottom of the sixth. Sinicori and Huckabee, the catcher, had a little conversation before he starts working on Cunha. So Mike Watkin leaves after two and a third. No hits, but he did walk three men. Struck out one. He's responsible for the base runner. Cinicori, a flame-throwing right-hander with the set and the first pitch. And he rears back and fires low, ball one. They're set up the opposite way. They don't think that Cunha is going to get around on the fastball. So the center fielder Landrum well over into right center. And the left fielder Reed giving up the line in left. Strike on the outside corner above the knees. That'll even the count 1-1. Estevez at first, two out. Frank Layden now leading some cheers from behind home plate. Cinicori, the set, the kick, and the delivery. And that one is outside, 2-1. Kurt Wilson live from Dirk Field in Salt Lake City. Trapper fans trying to get the Trappers going here with two outs in the sixth. Cinicori set and delivers the 2-1. Way outside, and a good stop by Huckabee. That'll make it 3-1. During the regular season, Cinicori walked 16 and struck out 35 in 34 innings. For the first time tonight, the crowd standing, trying to get a sixth-inning rally going. Huckabee, the catcher, out to talk. The Trappers played their hearts out during the last week of the regular season to get the home field advantage, and this is the reason why, to get the fan support. Most of the fans are standing, a 3-1 count on Steve Cunha. Here's the set and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Now the count is full. Estevez, after two outs, walked. That's where we stand. A 3-2 count. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. Ball four. Two aboard, two out. Rich Mihalovich is the batter. Now, Mihalovich is well overdue. He has hit the ball well last night and tonight, and he has come up empty. Last night, robbed twice of hits. Tonight, he was robbed in the second by the shortstop, Otenez, who ranged deep behind second to pick up his grounder and throw him out. And then Rich walked in the fourth, which loaded the bases at the time. Mihalovich, the right-handed hitter. Cinicori, first pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back, strike one. No runs, seven hits, no errors for Great Falls. No runs, four hits, no errors for Salt Lake. Two aboard, two out. You get the feeling that one run is going to win this game. Crowd again is starting to stand. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slow curveball. Strike two. Estevez at second. Cunha at first, two out. Three walks in the inning, but Deron Todd was caught stealing, and that erased him. Mihalovich ready to dig back in. Down on the count, 0-2. Cinicori set, checks Estevez and delivers. Check swing on a high hard one, the appeal, and he did not swing at it, says Chris Moody at first base. One ball, two strikes. A lot of cheerleading going on here at Dirks. Frank Layden is up. Bill Murray is up. The rally caps are on. They've turned their hats inside out. Trappers trying to break a scoreless tie in the sixth. One ball, two strikes. And Cinicori's pitch on the way. Curve swung on and missed. And the inning is over. In the sixth for Salt Lake. No runs, no hits. Two runners left. We played six. And it's the Trappers nothing and the Dodgers nothing.
I thought I'll never dance again.
The charmed life of a ballerina isn't without its challenges.
Just completely tore a ligament by doing a jump in the studio.
Perhaps the greatest challenge for a dancer is not the injury, but living without performing.
It was depressing to realize that I wouldn't be on stage dancing and doing what I know and love best.
But the allure of the stage is very powerful and is often the inspiration for the long road back.
I guess I just want to get back on stage, and I just want to prove to myself that I can still dance and dance better than I did before.
And for this ballerina, the return to the stage is more than sweet.
I'll be happy. I'll be patting myself on the back, and I can't believe I'm getting emotional, but I look forward to it.
That is the magic of the ballet, and a Ballet West ballerina. Isn't it time you see it yourself? Now presenting season-opening performances in the Bon Voyage Festival for the 1991 Kennedy Center Tour, September 4th through the 21st.
Coming Saturday, September 7th, it's the 4th Annual Greek Festival 5K Classic. Be part of the largest ethnic festival of its kind. Run, walk, be Greek for a weekend. You can register for the 5K run at any Gart Brothers store or at the Hella 279 South 3rd West in Salt Lake. Your $12 registration fee includes a fantastic gift package, refreshments, prizes, and fun for all. The Greek Festival 5K Classic is brought to you by Gart Brothers, Morris Air Service, Crown Burgers, West One Bank, and Call 910.
Here come the Dodgers in the seventh inning in a scoreless ball game. Tito Landrum to lead off. He has singled and struck out, facing Jim Guidi for the first time. Landrum, Reed, and Castro in the Dodgers' seventh. And the first pitch is taken outside. Guidi came on in the fifth inning. Got the final out in that inning. Worked in the sixth to two runners aboard, but struck out Jay Kirkpatrick to finish up that inning. And the slider is outside, 2-0. Continued action for Salt Lake in the bullpen. Looks like Willie Ambos is still out there, and he looks to be ready. 2-0 the count. Guidi's pitch, swing, and a miss. 2-1. Guidi has struck out one. He has walked one man and has allowed one hit. Goose eggs on the scoreboard. A scoreless game in the seventh inning. Changeup for a called strike, 2-2. Patrick Reed on deck. He's been aboard twice tonight. Guidi, the right-hander, with the windup. The 2-2 pitch pops it back of the plate and over the press box. Count remains 2-2. Final score in the American League, Baltimore beat Toronto 8-4. Ben McDonald got the win. Home runs for the Orioles, Glenn Davis, his sixth, and Evans with number six, Dewey Evans. A 2-2 count on the leadoff man in the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. One man gone in the seventh. In the eighth inning, Kansas City 8, Chicago nothing. Oakland leading Milwaukee 3-2 in the eighth. Texas 4, New York 1 in the seventh, and Detroit and Seattle just underway. Here's Patrick Reed. He doubled in the first, struck out in the second, and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. He was stranded at third in the first inning after leading off with a double. Guidi, the windup, and the pitch. And a strike on the inside corner. Dodgers threatened in the first three tonight. Dave Marcon was in a terrible way for the first three, but he was able to get out of every inning. No balls and a strike. One out, bases empty, seventh inning. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. In that first inning, Reed doubled. Castro with a bunt single. Runners at first and third, nobody out. But Dave Enyez on a shallow fly to right struck out Frank Smith and got Williams to bounce into a fielder's choice. No balls, two strikes. Reed getting back in one foot and then the next. And the 0-2 pitch is on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That's two outs in the inning. Three strikeouts for Guidi. Well, you can tell this crowd with every pitch on the edge of their seats. Ready to explode. Here's Juan Castro. Castro with a bunt single in the first, walked in the third, and tried to bunt a runner to second in the fifth, but he bunted it too hard, and the Pitcher Guidi got the force out at second. He was the first man Guidi faced. First pitch to him is outside, ball one. Dodgers, no runs, seven hits. The Trappers, no runs, four hits. Top of inning number seven. Guidi's 1-0 is on the way. And it's outside with a fastball, 2-0. Dodgers have had a base runner every inning. Guidi trying to set him down in order here in the seventh. Straight away in the outfield, normal on the infield. Right-handed hitting Castro. 2-0, swings and fouls it back, 2-1. The Pioneer League Championship is on the line here tonight. The Dodgers won the Northern Division by 2 games over Helena. The Trappers won the Southern Division by 9.5. 2-1 the count. And the pitch to Castro. Changeup hit in the air to center. Hertensteiner backs up. Now he's waiting, and he's got it. They go down 1-2-3 in the seventh. Nothing across for the Dodgers. Seventh inning stretch time at Dirks Field. We played 6.5. It's the Trappers nothing, and the Dodgers nothing.
Why is the search for a personal computer so frustrating? Could it be all of those strange computer language terms that have absolutely no meaning to you? Could it be those pushy salesmen that swarm over you the minute you walk into their store? Or could it be that the minute your computer breaks down, your salesman swears he's never seen you before in his life? If you've had one or more of those problems in your quest for a personal computer, head to Armadillo Brothers. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Armadillo Brothers talks in a language you can understand, and they make learning about computers a fun experience, not a living nightmare. Armadillo Brothers not only takes care of you after the sale, they actually have customer support packages that give you training on your computer and discounts on software. Before you buy anywhere else, check out the amazing Amiga computer at Armadillo Brothers. Armadillo Brothers in Salt Lake at 753 East, 3300 South, and in Provo, where taking care of you is the best thing they do.
Salt Lake Trappers Baseball on Call 910 is being brought to you by Big Al's Rotisserie, Page Brake, Dunn Oil, Pro Satellite, Armadillo Brothers, and Dan Eastman Jeep Eagle Suzuki. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Salt Lake Trappers, Kurt Wilson.
Here come the Trappers in the bottom of the seventh inning, a scoreless ball game, and Eddie Ortega to start it off. Ortega, Stephan, and Hertensteiner for Salt Lake in the seventh inning, no score in the ball game. Ortega brings the infield in halfway, except at third, where the third baseman is in, and the outfield shifted toward left and shallow. Eddie 0 for 2 on the night. He bunts, pushes it toward the pitcher. Sinicori off the mound has it, fires to first to get it. Has to get that bunt past the pitcher. That's Sinicori off to field it to get Ortega. So one man out in the seventh, and it'll be Todd Stephan who has singled and walked. No runs, seven hits, no errors for Great Falls. No runs, four hits, no errors for Salt Lake. Stephan batting with one out, bases empty. A 303 hitter during the season, and Sinicori's fastball is low. Todd singled with one out in the third, was stranded at second in that inning. Walked in the fifth to lead off, but then was caught stealing for the final out after Hertensteiner and Castillo couldn't move him. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, ball two. Crowd again starting to stand up. Chris Sinicori, the third Dodgers pitcher of the night. The 2-0 pitch, and it hits dirt, 3-0. Waiting on deck, the league's leading home run and RBI man, Rick Hertensteiner. Three balls, no strikes, and Todd will be taking all the way this time. Here's the pitch, ball four. A one-out walk given to Stephan. For the Dodgers pitching staff, that is seven walks given up. Here's Rick Hertensteiner. One on, one out. Rick is one out of three. Hertensteiner singled in the third. He has struck out his other two times. Activity in the Dodgers bullpen. A They have got a left-hander and a right-hander. Sinikori sets and pitches. Swing, foul back, strike one. Rick Gorecki started for Great Falls, working 3 1/3, 4 hits and 6 strikeouts. Mike Watson, 2 1/3, no runs, no hits. He walked 3, and Sinikori has worked 2/3 of an inning, walking 2. So to first, and diving back safely is second. No wind at all, just a beautiful night for baseball, and this has been a classic game. No score in the bottom of the seventh. One strike on Hurtensteiner. The kick, the pitch, swing. There's a liner, just foul, past third. Tried to take it down that line. Now he's behind 0-2. Trappers had one big opportunity in this game. In the fourth inning, the bases were loaded with one out. Eddie Ortega hit a fly ball to medium depth left field. David Rolls tagging at third, tried to score, but he was gunned down on a perfect throw from Patrick Reed to Ken Huckabee. They set the 0-2 to Hurtensteiner. And it's strike three called on the inside corner. Rick doesn't believe it. That's three times that he has struck out tonight. And that's the second out of the inning. Here's Benny Castillo. Benny is overdue. He's 0-3 on the night. Two strikeouts and a foul pop to the catcher. Benny had a home run last night. And he led the Pioneer League in doubles this year. Actually broke the Pioneer League record, which was set by Cecil Fielder back in 1982. So to first, and Stephan gets back. Stephan the runner, two men out, bottom of the seventh. A scoreless ball game, and the crowd starting to chant Benny. Here's the pitch, and it gets past the catcher. On to second goes Stephan on a wild pitch. It hit dirt, and it went right through the legs of the catcher. So the wild one moves Stephan into scoring position with two outs. Todd has some pretty good speed out there at second. In a ball game like this, if there's any kind of base hit, they're going to try to score him. One ball, no strikes to Benny Castillo. Stephan gets the lead at second. Two men out in the inning. Sinikori, the check of the runner and the pitch. High chopper toward third. Blanco has it. Throws in the dirt, and it bobbles, and Benny is safe. Holding at third is Stephan. Error on the throw. Henry Blanco, who has been gold glove in this series, threw it in the dirt, and Williams couldn't handle it. Castillo aboard on the Blanco and had to hold at third. Luckily for Williams and the Dodgers, he kept it in front of him instead of letting it get away, or the run would have scored. Here's Theron Todd. And here comes Guy Conte, the pitching coach. Dodgers activity in the bullpen. They've got a left-hander and a right-hander. The lefty is the big guy, Cam Arenet. The right-hander is Jose Parra. Seventh inning. Trappers have him at first and third with two outs. Conte still talking strategy with Chris Sinikori. No score in the ball game, but the Trappers trying to get a two-out rally here. Stephan, the go-ahead run, standing 90 feet away from home plate. And the plate umpire out to break up the conversation. So it'll be Sinikori and Theron Todd battling here in the seventh inning. Theron doubled in the first, lined out in the third to the right fielder, walked in the sixth. He drove in the winning run last night. He'll be up there trying to drive in the go-ahead run here in the seventh. Stephan at third, Castillo at first, Sinikori ready. Here's the first pitch, and it's low, ball one. With a runner at third, anything can happen. A wild pitch, a pass ball, a lot of things can happen with that runner 90 feet away. One ball and no strike, left hand side. Sinikori, a deep breath, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Stephan at third, Castillo at first. Two outs. Benny has good speed over there. They're holding him on the bag. That leaves a big hole on the right side for Theron to shoot at. They're playing him to pull. And the fastball is outside, 2-1. Landrum in center is actually five steps into right center. The big hole in left center field. A big hole on the right side of the infield. A 2-1 count, a hitter's count. Here's the set and the pitch. And it's low. Good stop by Huckabee. That one just about got through. 3-1. David Rolls waits on deck. The Pioneer League Championship Series Game 3. The winner takes all. No score in the seventh inning at Dirks. The crowd starting to stand. Three balls and a strike. Runners at first and third, two out. Sinicori is set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Now what that does is it will allow Castillo to take off from first base with a full count and two outs. He'll get a good jump. But it also makes the first baseman, Williams, go back into normal position. That takes away that hole on the right side. So Williams back of the runner. Stephan at third, Castillo at first. A full count on Theron Tarr. Here's the set by the right-hander, Sinicori. And the pitch. There goes the runner. It's inside. Ball four. Bases are full for David Rolls. Bottom of the seventh, no score in the game. Bases loaded, two outs. David Rolls will bat. Rolls one out of three. He singled in the fourth inning. That was sandwiched in between a strikeout and a fly to center. In the series, Rolls is one out of eight, and he's walked two times. Rolls has the best eye on the Trappers team. He led the Trappers in drawing walks with 48 during the regular season. So he's going to wait up there, make sure that Sinicori throws strikes. He has already walked three men. Bases loaded, two outs from the windup. Here's the first pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Started him out with a fastball. Looked to be above the knees. The crowd doesn't like the call, but it's 0-1. Stephan at third. Castillo at second. Todd at first. Good speed out there with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the motion and the 0-1. Curve just about hitting. Oh. He ducked the shoulder, and if he wouldn't have, it would have hit him and would have driven in a run. But that's just a natural reaction to pull that shoulder in. The count is 1-1. Outfield shaded toward right. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's inside. Just about hit him again. 2-1. Two walks and an error in the seventh. Loading him for Salt Lake. The crowd hoping to hit a run here. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Swing. One hopper. Past the third baseman to the left. One run scored. Castillo coming home. On to third goes Theron Todd. A double for David Rolls. The Trappers lead 2-0. David Rolls, a sharply hit ball past the third baseman Blanco. He tried to get his body and glove in front of it. A two-base hit to left. The Trappers have taken the lead in the seventh inning on the two-run double with two outs. Crowd going nuts here at Dirks Field. Theron Todd winding up at third. David Rolls at second. And Carlos Estevez will be intentionally walked to load the bases. Ball one way outside. This inning started rather routinely. Eddie Ortega tried to bunt his way aboard. And a bunted too hard back to the pitcher for out number one. Todd Stephan walked. Rick Hertensteiner struck out. Benny Castillo, after Stephan had been wild pitched to second, reached on the error by Blanco. Theron Todd walked to load the bases for David Rolls, who doubled past the third baseman into left to drive in two. And here's ball four to Carlos Estevez. The bases are loaded, and Steve Cunha is scheduled, but it looks like it'll be Kerry Shaw coming out to grab a bat. Nick Belmonte running over toward the dugout. Shaw, the switch hitter, has grabbed a bat, and he is coming out of the dugout to pinch hit in the DH spot for Steve Cunha. The veteran, Kerry Shaw. Trappers lead 2-0, bottom of the seventh. Cunha, while he was in there, 0-2 plus a walk. Continued activity in the bullpen for Great Falls. They have double-barreled activity, left and right. Sinicori giving up two unearned runs. This inning should have been over, but the Henry Blanco throwing error keeping the inning alive. Kerry Shaw played for this Salt Lake team back in 1988. That Trappers team finished four games out of first place. Worked in the San Francisco Giants organization for a couple of years, and he came back here to Salt Lake, and he's batting with the bases loaded, two outs. Seventh inning, Trappers lead 2-0. Todd at third, Rolls at second, Estevez at first. Sinicori will work from the windup, and the pitch to Shaw, batting left-handed, and he takes outside, ball one. During the regular season, Kerry Shaw finished at 3-0-1, one home run, 14 runs batted in. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Todd at third, Rolls at second, Estevez at first, two outs. Two runs in here in the seventh inning. From the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. A swing, fly ball to left, Reed should have it. He's waiting and he's got it. But the Trappers take the lead. Two runs, one hit, one error, three runners left. We played seven at Dirk Field. Salt Lake 2, Great Falls nothing.
Hollywood is coming to Salt Lake City. That's right, Hollywood is coming to town looking for talent. If you are in a band, sing, or play a musical instrument, now is your chance to stretch your stuff in front of someone who can make a difference in your career. Just call 595-4095. If you are out of the Salt Lake area, call 1-800-944-3351. Multi-talent Search will put you on the road to a musical career. Coming this fall is the Multi-Talent Search Show featuring Utah's brightest musicians. This is a professional show, and the winners are given incredible prizes. The first prize winner will receive a recording contract from a major music label, plus a guitar and amplifier. The second prize winner will receive $3,000 cash. The entry fee for the show is $100, and all participants will receive a promotional package, including a demo tape and picture provided by Multi-Talent Search. So if you've got the talent, Multi-Talent Search has the place for you to show it. Just call 595-4095 or 1-800-944-3351. Don't delay. Call today.
You know how I got through college? Savings bonds. My parents bought them on the payroll savings plan. And what did I do with my college education? Made high-risk investments. Stock, options, yeah, I was real smart. Spent hours on it every day. 10 years later, I've barely broken even. And suddenly, there's a baby on the way. Hey, I'm buying savings bonds. Today.
Now tax-free for college. Call 1-800-US-BONDS.
Dodgers batting in the eighth inning. The Trappers lead 2-0. Willis Oteniez, Frank Smith, and Leroy Williams, the meat of the order, with Jim Guidi out on the mound. First pitch to Oteniez. He takes just low and away. Ball one. Oteniez, the shortstop, one out of three tonight. He singled back in the third. Guidi has been in since the fifth inning. Activity in both bullpens. And there's a strike, 1-1. Guidi came on in the fifth with a runner aboard, nobody out, replacing Dave Marcon. And he got him out in the fifth inning. He takes, and it's outside, 2-1. First man he faced was Juan Castro in the fifth, who bunted it too hard back to Guidi, who got the lead runner at second. They caught Castro stealing, and then Oteniez flied to left to end the inning. There's the 2-1, a strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Salt Lake. No runs, seven hits, and one error for the Great Falls Dodgers. We're in the eighth inning. Two balls, two strikes on Otenye. And Guidi's motion. Here's the pitch. And it's low and away, 3-2. Guidi has allowed a one base hit since he has been in the ball game. He's walked one, and he has struck out three. And now he has gone full on Otenye. Here's the windup and the payoff pitch. He swings, fly ball, right center. Hertensteiner on the horse. He's over there. He makes the running catch. One out in the eighth inning. Here's the dangerous Frank Smith. Trappers 2, Dodgers nothing in the eighth. The winner takes home the Pioneer League Championship for 1991. Smith has been handled rather easily tonight. Two strikeouts and a fly to right. He tied for the team lead in home runs during the regular year with six. One out, base is empty. Pitch is taken high. Started him off with a changeup, ball one. Good crowd on hand here tonight, and a very vocal crowd here in the last couple of innings, led by Bill Murray and Frank Layden, who had their rally caps going. He takes, and it's just outside. Tried to get the slider across, 2-0. Trappers with continued action in the bullpen. Willie Ambos and John Gilligan are down there warming up, and here comes Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, to talk to Guidi. Dodgers have had tons of chances tonight. Their biggest chance came in the first inning when they had runners at first and third, nobody out. But Dave Marcotte got a fly to shallow right, a strikeout, and then a force out to get out of that inning. Dodgers had runners at first and second with two outs in the second. Marcotte struck out Patrick Reed. First and the second, one out in the third. Marcotte got Leroy Williams to line into a double play. In the sixth inning, Guidi had Dodgers at first and second to work out the pinch hitter J. Kirkpatrick, and then Guidi set him down in order in the seventh. Eight men left on base for Great Falls tonight. Conference is over. 2-0 count on Frank Smith with one out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball was in a good location down below the knees, and the count two balls and a strike. Outfield straightaway for this right-handed hitter out of Riverside, California. Infield in normal position, guarding the line at third here in the late going. High fly ball down the right field line, slicing foul, and it goes into the seats. That'll even the count 2-2. You're listening to Salt Lake Trappers Baseball on KALL. Call 910 in Salt Lake City. I'm Kurt Wilson. We have had a fantastic ball game here tonight. Trappers lead it 2-0 in the eighth inning. Trappers scored two unearned runs in the seventh inning on a two-run, two-out double by David Rolls. A 2-2 count on Frank Smith with one out. Smith back in the batter's box. Guidi the motion and the 2-2 pitch. He swings, line shot, base hit into right. A one-out single for Smith here in the eighth inning. Belmonte has Ambos and Gilligan in the bullpen if he needs them and if he wants them. Leroy Williams will be the batter. Nick is at the top step of the dugout. Gilligan got the save last night. Guidi has been fantastic in his outing here tonight. But there's a runner aboard, one out. He'll stick with Guidi. Williams has been aboard once on a walk. Double play depth for the infield. First pitch is just low. Ball one. Williams was the man who bounced out to end the first inning, lined into the double play in the third, and then he walked in the sixth. So he has been up in some very big situations. One ball, no strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. A changeup well ahead of it. And the count even 1-1. Salt Lake 2. Great Falls nothing in the eighth. Smith gets a short lead. He's not much of a steal threat. And the pitch. Foul back. 1-2. Ken Huckabee waits on deck. Right-handed hitting Leroy Williams out of Garyville, Louisiana. He's 4 out of 10 in the championship series with one run batted in. 297 hitter during the season. Two runs on five hits. With no errors for Salt Lake. No runs, eight hits, and one error. for Great Falls, and that error was a key one, keeping the Trappers inning alive, and they scored two unearned. One ball, two strikes, the set, the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Williams is the second out. Guidi has now struck out four, and he'll face Ken Huckabee. Huckabee, one out of three. He singled back in the second. Since then, he has grounded to second and flied to center. Smith at first, two outs. Huckabee taking his time getting into the batter's box, taking a few practice cuts before he gets in. Trappers have a couple of men ready. Ambos and Gilligan are waiting to be called if needed. But it's Guidi in there, and the first pitch just high. One ball, no strikes. Guidi hasn't missed by much on a couple of pitches here in the last two batters. Smith the short lead. Estevez on the bag with him at first. And the 1-0 pitch. He swings, fly ball to shallow right. Here comes Benny. He's there. He's got it. And the eighth inning comes to an end. For the Dodgers in the eighth, no runs, one hit, one left. Trappers will come to bat in the bottom of the eighth. It's Salt Lake 2, Great Falls nothing.
Visit the new General Store at Dunn Oil, 1901 South 300 West. Dunn Oil's new General Store is always open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for your convenience. When it comes to accessories and lubrication for your car, pickup truck, or semi-truck, Dunn Oil's new General Store has it. If it's chrome you're looking for, visit their chrome room. Dunn Oil's new General Store stocks a huge selection of chrome accessories for your vehicle. Want a great buy in Wrangler jeans and shirts at the new General Store? Wrangler jeans are only $17.95. Shirts are just $15.45. And, of course, they carry all the fluids and lubrication your vehicle will ever need. From motor oils to antifreeze, Dunn Oil's new General Store